Hello, boys, and welcome to Bible Club. Today we're going to talk about the creation. The Bible is a very special book, and it is special because it is God's written message to us. Today we're going to study the very first book of the Bible, which is called Genesis. Genesis, the word, means beginnings. The very first words of the Bible say, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The word beginning is an important word. We all have beginnings in our lives. Today is the beginning of our Bible club, where we will have many meetings on Tuesdays. When you celebrate a birthday, you celebrate the beginning of your life. When we start a new school year, you're starting the beginning. You're at the beginning of new and exciting opportunities. When you join a baseball team or start a piano lesson, you celebrate the beginning of many practices, games, and recitals to come. God made everything in the beginning. God has all the power, and nothing is too hard for Him to do, but He didn't do it all at once. Genesis describes 6 days that God worked to change the earth that was dark and covered with water into a wonderful earth filled with growing things and living creatures. On the first day, the word create means to make something new, sometimes out of nothing. God created the heavens and the earth. He made them out of nothing in the beginning, when nothing existed except Him. It is impossible for us to make or create something out of nothing. But it was not impossible for God, because He is all powerful. When God made our world, He began with nothing, and He created all things according to the design or the plan that He had in mind. Only God could do that. In Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Before that, there was nothing except God. No people, no earth, no sun or moon or stars. There was only God. He never had a beginning and will never have an end. He always was and always will be. Nothing is too hard for God. He has all the power. But He did not do all the work of creation in one day. In Genesis chapter 1, it tells us 6 days in which God worked to change the earth that was dark and covered with water into a wonderful earth filled with growing things and living creatures. On the first day, God said, "Let there be light." And what happened? Light appeared. God called the light day and the darkness night. God gave us the daylight for work and play, and the night and the darkness for sleep and rest. And in some places where it's really hot in the world, the nighttime provides a nice time for things to be cool. Since God gave us the darkness, we don't need to be afraid of it. God said that what He made was good, and that was the very first day. And on the second day, God made the firmament. He made an expanse, which we can call the sky. It's an atmosphere, or the air that surrounds the earth. When God spoke, He separated the water that covered the earth into two parts, water on the earth and water in the sky. God placed the air or the atmosphere around the earth between the two waters because He knew that the animals and the people that He planned to create would need air to breathe. God was preparing a place for His creatures to live. And that was on the second day. So on the first day, God created light. And on the second day, God created the sky and an atmosphere. On the third day, God spoke. And he said, he gathered together in certain places all the water on the earth to form oceans and seas and lakes. Then the dry land appeared, hills and valleys and plains and grass. When God saw this, what did he think about? He saw that it was good. God commanded, and the earth produced all kinds of plants and trees, grass, flowers, vegetables, fruit, and grain, and seeds so that they could grow more and more and more and reproduce. And God saw that it was good. So on the third day, God separated the land from the water. So he made the seas and the land. And he saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars to be lights for the earth. God simply spoke again, and he said, and God said, and they appeared. When we read that God created them to give light to the earth, to divide the light from the darkness, and to control day and night and change the change of seasons. God even knows all of the stars by name, even the ones we can't see. And he saw that that was good. So on the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the fifth day, the world was now ready for living creatures. The seas were ready for fish, and the trees and grass were ready to be homes for the birds. On the fifth day, God spoke, and God said, and made all kinds of fish and water animals and every kind of bird and fowl. How God must have enjoyed looking at all the different kinds of beautiful fish and birds he had made. The Bible says that God saw they were good and that he blessed them and told them to multiply. He made woodpeckers, eagles, seagulls, parrots, sharks, stingrays, all the fish and birds, many more birds and fish. We needed enough to fill the forests and the oceans. So that was the fifth day. But you know, we're missing something. We don't have, do we have any cows yet or snakes? Nope. But God's not done. On the sixth day, God made all the land animals, large and small. How did he do it? Yep, he spoke and he said, and God said, he made the creeping things such as lizards and snails. He made all kinds of livestock, which would be the cows, the cattle, the pigs, the lions, the snakes. He made tame animals like our pets and all the animals that live in the wild, our deer. He formed them out of the ground. And God saw that it was good. So, on the first day, God created light. And it was already darkness in the world. It was already darkness. And so, he created the light. On the second day, he created the sky and the atmosphere. And it was evening and morning. And on day three, he created the land, the plants, and the trees, and the seas, and the oceans. On the fourth day, he created the sun, the moon, the stars. The fifth day, he created the fish and all the creatures of the sea and in the ocean. And then he created all the birds of the air to fill the sky and to fill the water. And on day six, he created all the land creatures like cows and pigs and lizards and snakes and frogs.